Welcome to the Ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision is bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, in your presence I can bring love song offering.
I'm in the presence of my King.
Let your glory fill this house, oh Lord, this morning. Yes, Lord, today. Let each vessel offer on to you, Lord, a sacrifice of praise. Say good morning to your neighbor. It's not too late. It's just an awesome presence in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So today is the 4th of December. A good morning, everyone online. We are on site. This is where God is. But wherever you are watching, God is also there. But sometimes the manifest presence of God is just so real. When you gather in fellowship, because we are obeying the word of God, it said, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. There is just strength that came in. I mean, the Holy Ghost party just set me free. I was just over the weekend, I was just tired. But this morning, strength is renewed just by just participating in the Holy Ghost party. I've got the feeling everything's gonna be all right. Woo! No, let's not go there. Let's not go there. I will preach today. Praise the Lord. So good morning, everyone. How was your week? Please, Christmas is coming. Let's rejoice. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. There are enough things in the country to make us want to lose that joy. But the encouragement of God this morning is that keep your joy. You may started looking at your books and the reconciliation is just alarming, but still keep your joy. There are two scriptures that he has given us, which I want us to display and read this morning. Psalm 65, verses 11 and 12. There's just something that God does. I mean, he homes everything. A whole lot of the times, why we don't really keep our joy, or we are anxious, is because we don't have an understanding of who he is fully. God is God. And you will read very shortly. So I just want to read this couple of scriptures. He said, you crown the year, whether it's 2022 or 2023 or 2024 or 1990 or 1970, the year of our Lord. He crowned each year with what? Not sadness. Goodness. 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 God is good. And he's good all the time. He crowned each year with his goodness. And then the paths of his people drips with what? Abundance. Said they drop on the pastures. So when we keep our joy, there may be wilderness experiences. But when God crowned the year, it drops on the pastures of those wilderness. And then God doesn't come and leave a space the same. So he said, when that happens, he said, even the little hills rejoice on every side. The little hills, the little successes. Psalm 100 in the message. Psalm 100 in the message. We read the whole psalm. He said, on your feet now. Don't stand up. But he said, on your feet. In other words, don't allow the wilderness experiences to bring you down. On your feet now. He says what? Applaud God. Yeah, thank you for responding in faith. Thank you for responding in faith. You know the World Cup is on? Oh, it's rounding up. I don't know. But you know the hype. Even if two enemies are sitting by themselves, once it's a goal, people carry each other. People rejoice. In fact, the players, they have their dramatic way. Some people will do like that. And they run after him. Why? There is an applause. Sometimes they play the match. Those fans, they are tired. But a goal, it brings life. So applaud God. On your feet, applaud him. He said, bring a gift of laughter. People laugh when things are good. But sometimes you need to laugh at those things that are not good. That bring a gift is a gift. It's a gift. And medical science, I've said, it just open that thing. It comes out. It's a gift. Everybody has it. You are not sure you have it. Turn to your neighbor this morning. Give that gift to them. Did you see someone frowning back at you? No. Love, so in a reaping. So once you give it, you reap it instantly. So bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves. So a lot of the time, you don't feel like singing yourselves. Your situation speaks back at you. And so, sometimes if you are of Southwestern origin, so maybe what drops in your mind, kilon pailerun, kilon dunwe. And then remind you of that bill. Remind you of the challenges you left off yesterday or in the office on Friday. But he says, sing yourselves into his presence. Sometimes tears run down your face. You are singing yourself into his presence because you know that in his presence there is what? Fullness, not half measure. Not one quarter. Not three quarter. Not 99.9%. It's fullness. When something is full, it's overboard. It's more than enough. More than enough. He said, know this. So the reason why you will sing yourselves into his presence, because that's the safety place. You know, David said something again, somewhere in the psalm. He said, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul, you know, the deer, the smallest of all animals, but God has created each one with defense mechanism. That deer, usually the carnivores who want to take advantage of the deer, they go for the vein here. So once they can hold that vein and they can disconnect the deer, but deer, God has wired up the deer. So as soon as there is an attack, the deer has the strength to run. So it takes a dive. And then the animal, once there is a close by stream, that's all that is needed. Once it dives into it, the whole thing comes back and blood starts flowing. So David said, as a deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul. In other words, when problem hits, we have a refuge. We have a presence. We have a God who reigns and rules in the affairs of men. He says, know this. You have to know it. God is God. And God, God. So if he says, I am God, he's God. If you are looking for any other thing, you find him as God. He's God. God is God. He doesn't need you and I to be God. God is not waiting for budget of Nigeria to decide what he will do for you in 2023. He's not looking for United Nations to put heads together so that you can be sustained. God is God. God. He said, those who trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion. There is no shaking. One of the knowing is that he made us. I don't know whether you realize it. Some people, we said they belong to the old monkey order. They know who their grandfathers were. It's okay. New world monkey, old world monkey. They know their grandfather. But hey, I am created in his image, in his likeness. I have his nature. It's called Zoe, the light. What makes him God? That's what I have. This is an endless life. It's not a temporal one. It doesn't begin and end here. It's a life of possibilities. A life that is awesome. That's who this God is. He made us. We didn't make him. And then we are his people. His well-tended sheep. You know one thing about the sheep? Highly vulnerable. And with you and God, you must become vulnerable too. Sheep is like Omugo. You know, as long as your brain can figure out things, you won't enjoy the maximum that God has for you. As long as you and I can help ourselves, a sheep doesn't have strength, but he has a good shepherd. He has a good shepherd. And the thing about this good shepherd, I understand in the culture where they keep sheep, so four of us may decide to have a pen together where we keep our sheep. You may have 3,000 pieces, you have 5,000 pieces, he has 10,000, I may have 500. So when we keep it, in the morning, all I need to do to get my own 500 is to stay in front of the pen and make a whisper or whatever language. That's why Jesus said, my sheep. And they said, when you stand, my 500 comes to me. There is no mixed. And then I lead them into the green pasture. The same way when we come back at night, we put all those, whether it's 10,000, but my own 500. And that's why Jesus said, you must learn to also hear, know the voice of the Lord. Know the voice of the Lord in the midst of life. I'm already preaching. Right. I don't think I'm preaching my message today. Let's just stay with this. So he made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. His well-tended sheep. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. I am not a Yoruba man. I am a kingdom man. I am not an Hausa man. I am a Nigerian. You know, one of the things that will help us resolve the crisis in our nation is that until we all come to the point that we recognize ourselves as Nigerians. That thought may not have occurred, but if all that we want to do, each time we need to make progress, we are looking for the Hausas there, we are looking for the Yorubas there, we are looking for the Igbos there, and if we are not represented federal character, we won't make progress. As long as that is our mindset, this nation will not make progress. But when we decide that we are Nigerians, it makes a whole world of difference. It's void of any sentiment. It's void of any political persuasion. All we are looking for, how do we make progress in our nation? So he said, we are his people. We are kingdom people. His well-tended sheep. Verse 4. Or is that all? No, I think it should be 6 verses. He said, enter with the password. Have you said thank you this morning? Let me give you 60 seconds. Just say thank you to him. I don't know what you have to thank him for. Just say thank you to him. Lord, we say thank you for your goodness, for your loving kindness, for the assurance that we have in our heart that you are for us. What does password do? It's access. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 You've thanked him enough, isn't it? Just go ahead and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Even if you don't have anything to thank him for, just say thank you, Lord. 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 Because when we thank him, we make ourselves at home. How do you make yourself at home? You are relaxed. How do you make yourself at home? You are not anxious. How do you make yourself at home? You know that head of tail, you win. How do you make yourselves at home? You know that the promises of God, they are yes and amen for you in Christ Jesus. How do you make yourselves at home? You know that the plans that he has for you, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. You know, when you make yourself at home, you know that he who began a good work in you is able to perfect it. So he says, make yourselves at home. Talking what? Praise. Talking praise. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Talking praise. Talking praise. Talking praise. A lot of the time, when I listen to people, I correct their vocabulary. They say, oh, do you have it all fixed together? No. I probably have more challenges than you. But I know the one who can take care of such challenges. In every test, I look for the testimony. In every trial, I look for when this will come to pass. Getting worried, for example, doesn't do any good to anyone. So make yourselves at home talking praise. And then again he says, thank him. Thank him. You know the heart of gratitude? We can't compare it to anything. The heart of gratitude. Your heart as a believer must always be filled with gratitude. Oh, you said things is bad. It could have been worse. Because in thanking him, solution comes. In thanking him, you can see the, how did they say this word? The silver linings, Abby, in the cloud. And he says, not only thank him, but what? Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. The Bible says, it said, all the idols of the nations, they are like those who make them. but worship him. He's a living God. You say, oh, but I can't see him. He lives on the inside of you. We are not looking for him. That's religion. God is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is at work in us. He who began a good work in us is able. Is able. He will complete it. He will perfect it. So, not only thank him, but worship him. Why? For God is sheer beauty. For God is sheer beauty. For God is sheer beauty. There is no corruption in him. There is no dilly-dallying in him. He doesn't change his nature or character to fit into any situation of life. It's you and I who need to change our disposition because it's all sheer beauty. There is one that is all sheer ugly. His name is called Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren. And his ministry is what John 10:10 says. He comes, each time he comes. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal our joy. He wants to kill us and paralyze our initiative, kill our initiative, and paralyze us in fear. So he steals, he kills, and then destroys the fellowship that we have with the Father. But God is sheer beauty. In that beautifulness or beauty, there is generosity. In love. In love. God is not about to get you. God, he has his love for you. And you see, because of that love, when you respond to him, you wouldn't want to hurt him. When you respond to that love, you can't sin, be sinning, and make it habitual practice. When you respond to that love, you don't want to hurt him. You don't want to hurt your neighbor. So he's all generous in love. He's loyal. Not always. Don, we are loyal to you, sir. And then Don turns around. I say, who is loyal to Don? And then I turn again. I say, look, your boys are loyal, sir. But this God is loyal always. And then ever, it means even at the end of our strength physically, God is generous. The end of our challenges is loyal to us, is committed to us. I think I should have one more verse. Or that's all? That's all. Yeah, that's all. Okay. Psalm 46. Lastly, my time is up. I come back on to my message next week on mental wellness. So I know people just need to hear this today. Is anyone being blessed this morning? Yeah. Psalm 46. Can you see? Keep your joy, oh. Keep your joy, oh. Keep your joy. This Christmas, keep your joy. You don't have new clothes, wear the old one. Keep your joy, oh. Hey, keep your joy, oh, I beg. I said, keep your joy. Keep your joy. You don't have money for ago that you've been buying. Buy turkey. You don't have money for turkey. Buy fish. Keep your joy, oh. Keep your joy, oh. Hey, keep your joy, oh. Hey, you don't have money to travel. Stay in the city. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. He said, God is a safe place to hide. It's a safe place. That's why God is God. It's a safe place. It's a safe place. I have friends who have pushed me out before. Because they themselves can't contain me. When I say me, means my problems. You know, there is a way you can talk to fellow human beings about your problem. I said, please, let me call you back. And they won't call you back. Why? Because they can't figure it out. But God is a safe place to hide. God doesn't shame people. No, he doesn't. You know the shame. You know the shame. But human beings will shame you. God knows they talk about you behind your back, but human beings will talk behind you. People feel promise. They want to help sincerely, but they can't just help. But you say, God is a safe place. And that's why I say Christianity is not a religion. It's the life of God in man. God residing in man. An extension of his blessing, an extension of his grace, an extension of his mercy and love. God is a safe place to hide. The Bible says, ready to help. In other words, God can take bullet for you if there is anything like that. He can bite it off. Why? He's the same yesterday, today, and then forever. It's like the common saying, soldier go, soldier come, but Barak remained the same. So he's a safe place to hide. Ready to help when we need him. I don't know if you need God this morning. I need him. We stand fearless. So, it's like this. This is the cliff. But he says, come. Because you know what is here. You can see. But he said, him is what? He stands fearless. He said, we stand fearless at the edge. Cliff edge of doom. Courageous. I saw some video last week. There is, for sailors, there are certain area of the sea. I forgot. Something parade. When ship enter that place, with all the 6-9-story building ship, it carries the ship. It's a moment. But it doesn't last forever. Everybody is inside their cabin. Sometimes, the thing just, as if it's going to fall, but it will not fall. Because sometimes, one of us here is a sailor who said that sometimes those ships are 9 floors. Yeah. 9 floors. 14, yeah. I think you were there the day he was explaining it to us. Sometimes you, with 9 down and then some up. Another 4 or 5. It's interesting. And then in spite of that, the storm still shakes it. Water pours in. But he said, for God though, he's the one who makes us to become courageous. You see storm. And then earthquake, sometimes 8.7. He said, before the rush and roar of the ocean, the tremors that shift mountains, Jacob wrestling God does what? That's a description of him, because Jacob experienced him. He said, God of angel Hamin does what? River fountains splash what? Joy cooling God's city, this sacred ant of the Most High. Can we have these in the New King James? Yeah. Yeah, you get it. New King James or KJV. The original. Let's read the original KJV. Old Faithful. You never have, you just do thou and want it and all that, but he's still. No, let's go to one. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help. I want to read Samuel Ajayi Crowder to you. I want to read that to you. So that, let me read Bibeli Mimo to you. You know, when you say Bibeli Mimo, it means it is Mimo indeed. Can you help us do it since you are using your version? How do I get into here? Eh? For those who can speak, I will go back to English. Can we read together? Duro, when you say Olorun, see, Olorun means the owner of the heavens. And they are. Eyan to ni orun ati aye, the owner of the heavens and the earth. Because sometimes, you know, if we don't read these various versions, we just gloss over things and we miss the lessons. Olorun li abo wa. The Lord is your muscle. You may not have six pack, but he's your muscle. And it's not help that is Maranatha. Lower, lower. On the spot help. On the spot. You see, these are things we need to take in. Because it's inevitable. Challenges will come in life. And whatever you have eaten that has become part of you will help you to respond to life challenges. This word is broken. It's broken. There will not be a perfect world until Jesus comes and there is new heaven, new earth. That you won't, you and I won't have challenges. It's just, how do you call that kind of faith? Utopia. But Olorun li abowa ati agbara. And then there is comma. So just in case it's protection that you need, which is abo. Just in case it's power that you need, it's still a comma. But in this same God, there is a very present help. Nigba. So that means it's already there in good times. So in the bad times, it's still there. You are gone from beginning to the end.
By yourself.
I love that line that says, you've got time. Sing it together. You are gone.
You are gone from beginning to end. There's no place.
There's no place
for argument. You are gone.
You are gone.
You are gone
from beginning.
There's no place for argument.
You are gone all by yourself. So Psalm 46 again says, God is our refuge. No, let's go back. Let's go back, please. God is our refuge and strength. Very present. Can we read together the first five verses?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read this translation. Chineke guru ayebe mbaba naike. Omewo ka achota yaniye aka nke uku na mkpabu nile. Nihi nka yi agagi atu egu mbewa nabawe. It's not tongue. I'm reading Igbo translation.
Sounds like tongue, Pastor. Sounds like tongue.
Is that how my tongue sounds? What are we saying this morning? God is God. Yeah. Please keep your joy. Keep your joy. No matter what it is. Even the things in our nation is temporary. That to run a business enterprise in this nation at the moment is challenging. But keep your joy. Keep your joy. God did not help you to start that business and then abandon you. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. I pray that the strength of God will be made available to you. This week will be a week of divine favor. Will be a week of opportunities. Will be a week where you share testimony that God has indeed crowned this year with his goodness. And then please, we are shifting into 2023. Take a stock. Take a moment. Don't close the book here, but also take a stock. In Proverbs 18, 17, or 15, or 17, let's check it. 15. Look at what he says. He said, the heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. So let your heart be open as we start our preparation towards 2023. And let your ear also hear things. Hear things. You know, God is your God, or he lives on the inside of you. So all that you need to expand that business, all that you need to start that business, all that you need to do well as the year turns on, please, he said, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge. Can we read it in other translations, please? If you don't mind, quickly. He said, the mind of the prudent is ever getting knowledge, and the ear of the wise is ever seeking, inquiring for, and craving knowledge. Knowledge of who God is, knowledge of who the devil is, knowledge of what you need to do in your country. You must. He said, intelligent people are always eager and ready to learn. Ready to learn. So the Holy Spirit is there, ready to teach. The Holy Spirit is there, ready to help. Wise men and women are always learning, always listening for fresh insight. There is fresh insight concerning your career path, concerning your family, concerning your businesses. The intelligent man is always open to new ideas. So there are new things that God is stirring up in our hearts and minds as we prepare for 2023. That year is a good year. That year is a year of completion. That year is a year of affirmation. That year is a year of increase. It's a year of promotion. It's a year of fruitfulness. But what does he say? He says the spiritually hungry are always ready to learn more, for their hearts are eager to discover new truths. I see God increasing us in such a dimension that we cannot, I mean, for some of us, 2023, you will say, where has this year been? That all your years of running business, there are testimony from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. In Jesus' precious name.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,